For WVIK News, I'm Lacey Scarmana. This week's big story in the Quad City Times is an intimate look at dinner. It shares photos and stories of the rituals and food of people in the Quad Cities. The idea came to photographer Andy Abeda a while ago when he was working at the Peoria Journal-Star newspaper.
And we were doing kind of a project breaking down different parts of the city and how different people lived, basically. And it was a statistics-heavy story, and I wanted to get a visual element to it, and it just kind of never came through.
But now the dinner project will appear in the Quad City Times. I spoke with Abeda this week about how it all came together.
The final product is an assortment of different people in the Quad Cities, how they sit down for dinner, photographed just kind of as best I could be a fly on the wall, I suppose. My goal was just to show different people. A lot of them volunteered. We put little snippets in the paper about the project, and people volunteered and came forward, or they said, oh, you have to come to my church. You have to see this. You have to do this. And so most of them were volunteers, and I just kind of went out and photographed, and you see what you see. And, you know, I don't know that we're looking to prove anything with it or make a point, just kind of show how people eat dinner.
For example, the couple featured in the preview for this week's big story is a couple that has been married for a long time and they eat dinner by candlelight every single night. What was that like and why do they do that?
Yeah, that was my first one and just a really different one. Sue Welty is the wife's name and Terry, her husband. They emailed me, I guess Sue emailed me and said, I can't remember the quote word for word now, but something to the effect of, you know, me and my husband eat dinner by candlelight every night, and it can make even beans and hot dogs more elegant or something along those lines. And that, you know, opened my eyes right away because you don't see a quote like that and ignore it. So that one, I walked in the door, and I was pretty nervous, I'm not going to lie, because I've been thinking about this project forever. And, you know, you don't want to screw it up on the first one. And I walked in, and I was pretty calm right away, felt relaxed. They felt, you know, curious about having a photographer in their house as they're preparing dinner and eating dinner. I think everywhere I went, people are, you're not going to take a photo of me taking a big old bite of food, are you? No, no. I mean, it happens, but that's not what I'm here for, you know. But they pretty instantly made me feel comfortable, and I hope I made them feel comfortable. You know, as a photojournalist, you always hope to see people doing what they do naturally, but you're also always aware that they know there's a camera in the room. Whenever there's a person with a camera, you know, you might act a little bit different. But I really feel like a lot of these, and them included, I got the natural how they would be any old night without me there. And the candlelight dinner to them, it sounds like they've just always done it. It had kind of a date night feel, but it was every night. And it wasn't extravagant. It was, yeah, she made a lovely dinner. She made pasta primavera. But I think it was just a good chance for them to, you know, have an event. If you have nothing else in your day, you have that dinner to look forward to. And I think that kind of felt like what it was for them. Sue told me stories about when their kids were younger and they played sports, she'd pack a picnic and they'd sit and eat dinner on the field before the game or before practice or something. It's just always been something for them to sit down as a family and eat. And now that's just the two of them because the kids are grown up and off doing their own thing.
That's awesome that they still prioritize that. What other settings of different meals and households did you get to go into?
Well, I ended up at a couple different households. I ended up at a church over in Bettendorf. I ended up at a park in Bluegrass. A gentleman who grabs dinner at Casey's or at Jeff's Corner Market there, or Jeff's Market, and walks to the park and sits down and eats alone, and he kind of reflects and thinks, and really interesting guy to talk to. So, yeah, I got a couple different environments, and even, you know, household to household, things are so different. You know, one household's an older couple in their 70s, one household's three generations of family, sometimes four. I only saw the three. Another household's mom and her son. You know, they're all pretty different.
And what did you learn about people and their eating habits and their family dynamics through this photo project?
I think I really was stuck on some specifics at first, or in my head I was. I thought there was going to be some sort of conclusion I guess it was originally in my head. It was kind of almost a data-driven or I was going to find the data later kind of a project. But I really came to realize that it's not about the actual food. It's not about the, you know, the details so much as it is just the feeling people have. For example, one of the families, the Freverts, they're the one with three generations that come together. The dinner was important. The dinner was nice. It was, you know, simple. But the little details, like the fact that they use paper plates because they don't want to worry about dishes. And, you know, they're really just there to be together as a family and to have the cousins together. And they're playing on the trampoline. They're playing video games in the basement. They're playing basketball, you know. Like, sure, it's the dinner project, but there's so much more that surrounds dinner. Dinner might be the reason to get together, but there's so much more going on for these families.
This idea actually came to you a couple of years ago, and it's finally coming to fruition. Is this the end, or will it continue?
I think this is a reasonable end if it needs to be, but I'd really like to keep it going in one way or another. I don't know if we have any plans for the paper to keep it going or to have a second version of it or anything like that, but personally, I'd like to keep shooting and see, you know, maybe what I find. I think there's so many more stories to be told in the Quad City area. I've certainly not reached all of them, or even close.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Quad City Times photographer Andy Abeda. You can view photos and read about the dinner project this Sunday in the Times or at qctimes.com. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.